This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's no secret that the Republican Party has had some internal disagreements. Yes, the Dems do too, but it's the GOP that's in power, right? We saw that divide most clearly in the healthcare debate, but there is another example more directly market-oriented. The intra-party indecision over what to do about the Export-Import Bank, a government agency that provides financing to facilitate U.S. exports. That's the official line. Loans and loan guarantees is what it really is to foreign businesses and governments so that they can buy American. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
Here's how libertarians feel about the Export-Import Bank.
I think it's a nice example of corporate welfare.
That's Matthew Mitchell of the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. He says the Export-Import Bank only benefits huge U.S. corporations, which really don't need the help. He says Congress should kill off the bank. Oddly enough, the man President Trump has nominated to head the bank, former Republican Congressman Scott Garrett, thinks the same thing. Mitchell says his nomination is the latest front in the Republican Party's civil war.
It is in many ways a proxy war for the debate within the conservative side of the aisle on the proper role of government.
That spilled over into the intense debate over whether the Senate should confirm Garrett as the bank's new president. Business groups that support the bank are working overtime to oppose Garrett.
This probably takes up about a third of my time.
Dan Storr is a spokesman for the Aerospace Industries Association, which represents the defense, aerospace, and aviation industries, U.S. businesses that make expensive stuff they want to export to international clients who couldn't afford their products without an Export-Import Bank loan or loan guarantee.
It's very important. It's a competitive tool.
Storr says if Garrett is confirmed, he'd set the agenda for the bank. Peter Cohn of Height Securities says that would give Garrett some power.
In terms of what particular deals get more scrutiny than others and what, you know, potentially imposing some more onerous terms.
But Cohn says it's not clear whether Garrett would work to stop deals and kill the bank or just slow things down and try to reform it. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.